Book of Hebrews tonight. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and verse 21. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and verse 21. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, the last few weeks we've looked at some of Paul's prayers, and this is another one. Who is praying in this? I think you've heard me say enough times that this is the Apostle Paul who wrote Hebrews. I know it sounds intellectual for somebody to say, we don't know who wrote Hebrews. Here's the thing. If you don't know who wrote Hebrews, you don't know whether Hebrews should be in your Bible or not. Okay, that's a very important issue, because if one is not either appointed by Jesus as an apostle for the writing of Scripture, or approved by an apostle, then you don't know whether what they have written is inspired or not. Okay? So it's very important. I won't go into detail on that. If you have questions, on September 23rd and September 30th of 2007, I did two messages on why we trust the New Testament and explained why Paul had to be the author of the book of Hebrews. Okay? So, all of you, you know, all of your commentaries that say, we don't know who the author of Hebrews is, and there are lots of them, they're all wrong. Okay? That's a very important point. So, Paul is praying here. Now, for whom is Paul praying? Well, pretty obviously, he's praying for the Hebrews. That is, Paul is praying for Jews throughout the Roman Empire, including in Rome. Paul is sending this letter of Hebrews, probably a collection of messages, sermons Paul had preached, collected and sent from Spain back to Rome and other places. And We don't have time tonight to review the whole book of Hebrews, but if you do and you read through it, you'll be reminded. Paul is understanding there is a lot of pressure for Jewish people around the Roman Empire to abandon Jesus and go back to Judaism. And that's why Paul is writing this book. So that's the answer of for whom is Paul praying. He's praying for Jewish believers scattered around the Roman Empire. Now, to whom is Paul praying? Verse 20. Now the God of peace. Now that statement, the God of peace, occurs 7 times in the New Testament. And all 7 of those times are written by Paul. So that too is great evidence that this is the writing of Paul. So the God of peace, unique to Paul. No, we're not going to look at all 7 of those here tonight. Now, what is Paul praying for the Hebrews? Verse 21, he's praying that the God of peace will equip you in every good thing to do his will. So that's his prayer request, that God will equip the Hebrews in every good thing to do his will. The word equip in verse 21, katar tidzai, is the Greek. It's variously translated as mending, as like the mending of fishing nets, to equip them. Matthew 4:21, Mark 1:19. It's translated as fully trained, Luke 6:40. It's translated as made complete, 1 Corinthians 1:10. It's translated as be made complete, 2 Corinthians 13:11. It's translated as restore, Galatians 6:1. It's translated as equipping, Ephesians 4:12. It's translated as complete in 1 Thessalonians 3:10. It's translated as were prepared in Hebrews 11:3. And it's translated as perfect in 1 Peter 5:10. That the Lord will equip you, mend you, train you, perfect you, complete you, restore you, fit you, prepare you, join you together, put you in order, that the Lord will equip you. Now, notice Paul's prayer. It is a prayer to the Lord, the God of peace, and who is doing the equipping? God is. God is. Equip you for every good thing, or in every good thing. The word good, agatho, means of value, worthwhile. It is unselfish good on behalf of others. If you just glance back a little bit in Hebrews chapter 13 to verse 16, you'll see, do not neglect doing good. It's the same word. Doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Well, here Paul prays that the Lord will equip you in this doing of good. In every good thing, to do his will. Thelema, that is the Lord's revealed desire, which pleases him. You might remember couple weeks ago, Colossians 1:9, we talked about this. Colossians 1:9 says, filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Here to do his will, his revealed desire. So this prayer request is a prayer that God will train you, restore you, equip you, prepare you for doing unselfish good on behalf of others according to his desire, as that's been revealed in his word, and that pleases him. So that is Paul's prayer request. Now, how is Paul praying that God will equip the Hebrews? Verse 21 says, through Jesus Christ, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus Christ that the God of peace equips believers. Now, this is through, in verse 20, the shepherding work of Christ, our high priest. The shepherding work of Christ. This is activated by his resurrection and ascension. He is, in verse 20, raised, brought up from the dead to be the great shepherd of his sheep. He is the one, by virtue of his resurrection, who earlier, Hebrews 7:25 says that he ever lives to make intercession for us. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. And he is raised, verse 20 says, through the blood of the eternal covenant. Now, there are a number of covenants that are said to be eternal. You say, well, which one is this? This isn't any of them. This covenant is the eternal covenant. So you have covenants throughout Scripture, the eternal covenant, the Edenic covenant, the Noahic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the Davidic covenant, the New Covenant. You have these covenants throughout the Bible. All of those covenants flow from this one. That is the eternal covenant. The shed blood of Jesus ratified the eternal covenant. What is this eternal covenant? Here in verse 20, it is that the God of peace has established peace with his people through the blood of Jesus. So what is this eternal covenant? It is the covenant made between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit before creation. All other covenants flow out of this one. In this eternal covenant, the Trinity arranged that Jesus, the Son, will shed his blood to redeem God's elect. This eternal covenant was ratified on the cross when Jesus shed his blood. But this covenant was made before creation. In other words, before God even thought about creating Adam, God had already decided amongst himself that Jesus would die for the sins of the elect. Okay, he decided that, you know, here's how it didn't happen. It didn't happen. God made Adam and Eve and then said, oh, oops, they sinned. I wasn't planning on them doing that. Oops, they sinned. Now what am I going to do to fix it? I guess I'll have to send Jesus. No, 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 no. Jesus was covenanted to die before Adam was even in God's mind. Okay, it's an eternal covenant. So, out from that covenant comes the shepherding work of Christ on the basis of Jesus' shed blood. The blood is the basis for Jesus' intercession as our high priest, our mediator, continually cleansing us from all sin. Remember, 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin. Okay, the blood of Jesus doesn't cleanse you from sin when you confess your sin. The blood of Jesus is cleansing you from all sin all the time, whether you confess it or not. He's cleansing you. It flows out of the covenant. How does God equip believers for every good thing according to his will? How does he do that? He does that on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that continually cleanses us from our sin in the ratification of the eternal covenant. So that's the shepherding work of Christ that is constantly equipping you. Notice Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. You know, I've had several in recent weeks who have said, well, now we don't have a shepherd anymore at our church. Saying, no, Jesus hasn't changed. Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. He is the equipper, shepherding the sheep. And Paul's prayer is through the sovereign work of Christ as head of his church. Verse 21 says, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. He sovereignly does it by his Spirit. Remember, just a few weeks ago also, Ephesians 3:16, that we're strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. So, working in us by his Spirit and working in us through others as well. Ephesians 4:11 through 13 talks about equipping by apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. That equipping is through one another. Galatians 6:1 says, if you catch anyone, anyone's caught in a trespass, restore them, equip them. So we are to continually be equipping one another for ministry. This is the shepherding work and the sovereign work of Christ. Finally, here tonight, why is Paul praying? Why is Paul praying this? That believers will be equipped. It is for, verse 21 says, the eternal glory of God, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Like Ephesians 3:21, where Paul ended by praying that the Lord's glory is in the church for all generations, like Paul prayed in Philippians 1:11, this is to the glory and praise of God, like Paul prayed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 12, that the name of Jesus may be glorified in you. Paul is praying for the glory of God. So as people of Christ, Christ is still your great shepherd. And Christ is still your sovereign head over his body. And Christ is the one who is still praying, interceding, mediating, shepherding, equipping you for his own glory. And that's Paul's concluding prayer for the Hebrews scattered all around the Roman Empire. Heavenly Father, may now your people be aware and reminded that Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. That, Lord, you equip us in every good thing to do your will, to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And so, Father, as we pray tonight and we pray for the needs of the church and the needs of people, and we pray for the lost, but Lord, we pray for one another as well. And may we continue to know this equipping ministry of the great shepherd of the sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.